Looking around at this arid, rocky environment, it's hard to imagine a time when the world's oceans covered the land. But as NPS Ranger David Smith points out, park visitors get the opportunity to witness a unique geologic event up close as a result of those rising and falling seas.
As you're hiking along the rim trail, you're going to notice a rock formation that's along the entire trail. And this is the Kaibab Formation, and this is evidence of an ancient inland sea that was here. This is the cap rock here at Grand Canyon National Park. So as you're walking along, make sure you're looking closely at the limestone. Occasionally, you're going to see a fossil. You're going to see brachiopods, which look like ancient clams. Occasionally, you'll see some coral as well. Those are all embedded in this formation. The formation is limestone, so it's made up of the fossilized and decayed remains of all these shellfish that lived here 270 million years ago.
The South Rim Trail is a great way to get accustomed to the 7,000-foot elevation and is an enjoyable hike for those unprepared for the physical challenge of the canyon descents. Please use caution when hiking with children along the rim. Be aware that portions of the trail are unpaved and close to the edge. Most areas along the Rim Trail do not have guardrails or walls.